Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says Pence will get his shot on Friday. There was no immediate word on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. Meantime, the approval process of the Moderna vaccine is now in the hands of the Food and Drug Administration's Advisory Committee, which meets later today. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. The FDA also granted emergency approval of an over-the-counter COVID-19 test developed by an Australian-based healthcare technology company. The self-administered home kit returns test results within 15 to 20 minutes through a smartphone application. U.S. lawmakers are nearing agreement on an almost $750 billion aid deal addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus. The aid package is based on a $908 billion proposal unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators this week and will likely set aside the two major points of contention between the parties: business liability protections and state and local aid. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on an aid this month, a subsequent round almost certainly will need to be generated, or negotiated rather, when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. White House said President Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to meet with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him later today. The Inter-American Development Bank is pledging $1 billion to help Central American and Caribbean nations fight the coronavirus pandemic. The IDB will devote the money to purchasing vaccines, strengthening national institutions, distributing the shots, and building immunization capacity. The pledge is in addition to $1.2 billion the bank already mobilized in the region to pay for testing and treatment. Wednesday's announcement comes as Latin America reports a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. A French court convicted 14 people in connection with the January 2015 attacks on the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine and a Jewish supermarket in Paris. Paris trial began in September with 14 alleged associates of the jihadist terrorists facing charges of allegedly helping them carry out several attacks. The attack at the Charlie Hebdo's office was the first in a series of attacks over 3 days in January of 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by the Islamic State in Europe. The Chilean Institute of Public Health, authorizing the use of Pfizer's BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19, as new infections in the South American country show a slight but sustained increase. Vaccinations in Chile will be voluntary and free. Chile will prioritize health workers, public transport drivers, and armed forces, according to the National Vaccination Plan. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has already been approved here in the United States. Well, Germany has had a record level of coronavirus deaths as it enters a harder lockdown, closing shops, schools, trying to bring down the number of new cases. Germany implemented a light lockdown at the start of November. The measures succeeded in leveling off the numbers of new daily infections, but didn't bring them down, prompting stricter ones. And authorities in Fiji warning residents in the coastal areas to move to higher ground as a Category 5 cyclone heads toward the South Pacific nation. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.